Live from the beautiful Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico, this is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast. Now, here's Nick Reed.
I'm Nick Reed. We continue on with our broadcast this morning. Ming Auto Beauty Center sponsoring our Monday broadcast and Tuesday and Wednesday as well. As we kick things off here in Costa Mujeres, Mexico, our 2019 Great Escape. Christy Fulnecki with us.
Can you hear me?
Yes. That's your tagline. Can you hear me?
That's right.
Hey, speaking of, and I know you talked about it on the show with us, but you also were interviewed by local Fox affiliate for your
Fox
podcast. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that went great. Well, you know, it was interesting because they said, oh, you have this interview. And I mean, I don't even know how many interviews I did in the 3.5 years I was on city council. And before that, when I was running, so probably 4 years. But so half the interview was about my podcast, but the other half was about city council. Because the guy, John, that interviewed me, he had interviewed me a lot before. And so he said when I moved here, I think it was in...
When he moved here?
Yeah.
Okay, to Springfield.
Not Mexico. I'm talking about Springfield. You're trying to confuse me. When he moved to... Now I'm totally...
It's not hard. It's hard to not confuse you.
See, when you interrupt me, I know.
All right, so when he moved to Springfield...
Okay, when he moved to Springfield, I had to focus on what I'm saying. Okay, it was in 2015 or 2016. And he said, well, I couldn't believe a local person... council person would receive so much media attention. I'm like, yeah, me too. Okay.
Oh, so as an outsider, he came in.
Oh,
and
yeah,
he was like,
and he's a
weird
young guy, and he was like, wow, I didn't know if this is how it works in cities with local politics. I'm like, yeah, no, that was just me.
It's like, whose Cheerios did you pee in?
I know. Yeah. Well, so I mean, he talked about the podcast, which was nice because I started the podcast, but he most of it was about city council. Mm. I thought it was interesting. But it's nice because when you're not in public office, you get super snowball easy questions. Mm-hmm. And it's not pressure. Because, you know, well, first off, I drove to the wrong place because Fox moved in Springfield. They were bought by
Color 10, yeah.
Color 10, whatever. And so they're all consolidated. So the last time I was at Channel 10... and did an interview, it was so stressful because they were hammering me with questions mm-hmm. and stuff. And so it's just interesting now, all these years later, that when you're a private citizen, it's not that big a deal.
Am I the only one that calls it Color 10?
Yeah,
does anybody
I think
else
you are.
Call it that? Do you call it that?
Okay.
Didn't they used to say that? I mean, it seems like when I was
think
a kid,
they still
I
say that,
do
maybe.
They?
I
don't
know.
But sometimes I'll say Color 10 and people look at me like, oh, I've never heard it called that. So I don't know.
Well, anyway, okay, so I have to finish my story. So,
God, I thought it was over.
So he asked some good questions. He said, you know, what I learned from it and la, la, la. And I don't know if he said how it started. I was trying to be nice, but then I was trying to think back, you know, how it started. And I said, you know, I think the mayor at the time and I really didn't get along. And that's kind of how the beginning part started.
Of the interview?
No.
You mean of your trials and tribulations.
Yeah, on city council. Okay. And so I said, you know, because I said, I think a lot of times, even in, different industries, not just in government, but there's so much groupthink and that everyone's expected to think the same. We've talked about this a million times. And then in public life, you're expected to vote the same and you're not, people don't want you to speak out. Well, obviously, that's not me. And so that's kind of how it started. And he said, well, what'd you learn from it? Well, obviously not to be on city council again, but that was one lesson. number two.
A move out of the city limits.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. That was a good lesson. But, you know, I mean, everything happens for a reason, I think, because I was kind of propelled into the media and then, you know, got in your show and I was on the radio. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't have been able to do what I'm doing now, start a podcast.
Do you remember,
everything happens for a reason.
Do you remember who introduced us?
Oh, the pizza truck.
Chef Baldi. Was that his name? Wasn't it Chef Baldi?
It's not Boyardee.
Wasn't that the name of his pizza place?
Yeah, he's super nice.
Yeah,
I went
by one day.
With the pizza truck.
Yeah, he was there in what was
for a while, a really great place on Glenstone, just north of Kansas Expressway, where all those food trucks were, and then the city basically, government came in and drove them all away.
Drove the food trucks out. I know.
Government's great. Our Chestnut. Thank you. Yeah, Chestnut.
Yeah.
And so I went to pick up a pizza, and he told me, he said, have you met Councilwoman Christy Fulnecki? I was like, no. And he was like, she's getting ready to.
I had the pleasure.
Yeah. Oh, that's. And he said, she's coming to pick up a pizza. You should wait to meet her. And I was thinking, man, I hope he gives me this pizza so I can get out of here. I do not need to meet somebody else. But then we met and had you on the show, and you've been on ever since.
Right. Okay, so
been
I was
filling
on
time ever since.
I know, that's right. So, but you know, it's really nice. But it's funny because this guy, I was going to say kid, I mean, I don't even know how old he is, but he said, you know, do you have any questions? And I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, I used to be interviewed, and I'd have four of those clip-on things and four microphones on me. Mm-hmm. Like, isn't that crazy for just a local person?
Yeah.
And all those sometimes every day I'd be interviewed. I mean, that's just to me crazy. I mean, I wasn't in Congress or anything. And to think, like, how much they hated me. I don't know.
Yeah, you were like the Donald Trump of Springfield.
That's right.
More with Christy Fulnecki. Coming up in the next segment, I want to offer up some interview suggestion ideas for you, people to interview.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Because I know.
And we got to talk about Mexico.
Yeah. Okay. We can.
Somebody
do that
thought
well.
I was Selena, but you know what? Selena is not even from Mexico. She's from Texas, which I just.
Oh, yeah.
Googled.
And she's dead. So there's that, too.
Well.
Our 2019 Great Escape broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. More coming up next. I'm Nick Reed.
Live from the beautiful Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico, this is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast.
Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed. Monday morning, our broadcast from Costa Mujeres, Mexico, our 2019 Great Escape. The live broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. Christy Fulnecki is with us.
I'm here.
You've recently launched a podcast.
Yes, yes.
Because
Real Talk with Christy.
Real Talk
you
with
use
Christy.
The name.
Okay, Real Talk. Okay. All right. Plug. So now you've got how many episodes have been published?
Two
episodes.
Yes.
So who have you interviewed thus far?
Okay, so the first one, Pastor Jess Gibson, he started Cornerstone Venture Church in Springfield. And you know, the reason. Well, he's done a lot of things. I mean, the reason I like him is because he comes from a background that we're all familiar with. I mean, he was a business person. You know, he ran businesses. He was a broadcaster in TV and radio in Kansas City. And he's been the pastor for, he was actually the pastor for Amway for quite a long time, Team National, some other direct sales companies.
So those direct sales companies have a pastor?
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
A lot of, you know, the thing about direct sales too, this is totally off the topic, but network marketing is that they promote, and actually Trump and Robert Kiyosaki talk about this a lot. They promote the individual and trying to do personal growth. Well, you know that, trying to do personal growth and make sure, you know, try to make you a better person. And actually, you know, I mean, Trump and Robert Kiyosaki have written a couple books together. I know at least one. I know we've talked about this. But they said of any industry, I mean, you can make the most money, obviously,
it's
in
totally
sales
true.
Doing that. But it makes you into a better person.
Agreed.
And so so the pastor, I mean, obviously, he would help people become better people. And you have to, it's a people business, so you have to relate to other people. So I interviewed Pastor Jess. He's 85. The day after I interviewed him, he turned 85. And really interesting. He's preached in like 100-something countries. And it's funny because I mentioned this the other day, but the women that run my podcast, I have a Republican, I have a Democrat, and they both said, I felt like, well, and I know what you're going to say because you said it the other day, but I felt like I learned everything about life, and that one was longer, an hour and a half. And are you going to say?
No, not
okay.
now.
No. So why do another one? Okay, I just thought I'd say that. Okay, then the second one, I mean, it's all about, you know, pop culture, about politics. And I'll say this again because we have a different group, and for all the Mexican people listening, is that... you know, I was so excited when Trump decided to run because he was from pop culture and had a TV show. And I thought, just think of all the people he can reach that normally wouldn't follow politics. And to me, like, we're saying we're losing morality in the country. You know, how are we going to change things? And to me, I mean, if we can't go and try to change pop culture and try to give them the conservative message, you know, I mean, we're going to lose a lot of young people. And, you know, and that's why, like, my teenagers, I ask them, I have them, Eric and I have them listen to my podcast, and I'll say, you know, have your friends listen to it. Follow me on Instagram. You know, I'm not trying to be cool, but, you know, I'm trying to reach people that normally yeah. wouldn't listen to politics. So the second one was interesting. He was a coach, a tennis coach at Missouri State, which was SMS, for 27 years. And so, you know, a big thing in America is about crazy youth sports. Parents are, like, going crazy with their kids and youth sports. And, I mean, we have a lot of our kids and you know, the same situation. But you have travel clubs, and, I mean, it kind of consumes your life. And then, you know, parents want their kids to get scholarships. I mean, the debt, this is crazy. I think I've said this before. For school tuition, I mean, for student debt, excuse me, in the United States is $1.6 trillion in student debt. And so, you know, I mean, I think maybe parents are pushing their kids to do sports for some kind of, you know, scholarship. So I talked to him a lot about collegiate sports. Like, I asked him about the scoring in tennis because, I mean, that's confusing to me. I mean, I know it. Eric's laughing. My husband's laughing. I mean, all six of my kids play tennis, and Eric and I play tennis. But
And you still don't know how to keep score.
No, I know how to keep score. But I don't understand how they came up with that and love and everything. Uh-huh. And so he explains that. And then he said for scholarships for women, you can get, because of Title IX, you could get full rides, but men only get half. At Missouri State, they don't have a men's tennis team, which was shocking to me. It's not a big money maker, probably. I don't know. He didn't say that much, but they didn't have a men's tennis team when he left. But you know, each person I interview, I ask about their mentors and where they got to where they, you know, like their final destination. Mm-hmm. Not that they're dead, but I'm just
where they are now.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Their current lot in life. So,
that was kind of long.
No, that's all right.
I know, yeah. Obviously, I'm used to filling in for you because I could talk for 3 hours.
In fact, you would just want to fill in for me tomorrow.
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Christy Fulnecki is with us. Now, of course, I started out the segment. I was going to give some suggestions for
interviews.
Oh,
yeah, that was like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, so we'll have to save that for the next segment here as we continue our Monday broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. It is our 2019 Great Escape. So obviously we're not on Facebook Live this morning, although I'll probably do some
we
Facebook
could be.
Live. Yeah, I guess. I mean, if not during the show, because we just don't have it set up audio wise to where it would work very well. But I'll probably
but
do some
do
Facebook Live.
Phone.
Yeah, we can do that.
Stephanie Swartz could do Facebook Live for all of us.
So we'll continue on here with our 2019 Great Escape. I'm Nick Reed.
Live from the beautiful Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico, this is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast.
Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF, our live broadcast this morning, sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center, serving Springfield since 1979. I'm Nick Reed with Christy Fulnecki. We are broadcasting live from Costa Mujeres, Mexico, our 2019 Great Escape. It is our fifth Great Escape. We're talking about your podcast, Something with Christy.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Real Talk with
Real
Christy.
Talk. Real Talk
oh,
with
it
Christy.
Is now, it's now on iTunes. And so,
okay,
so people have asked me, how do you get on it? Well, if you have an iPhone, there's a podcast app that's purple. Mm. And you just type in Real Talk with Christy and you subscribe. And if you can rate it, because that's how you...
Okay.
That helps your advertisers.
I'll do that.
So if you hit, you know, and it's also on a Spotify app if you don't have iTunes. And then my website is realtalkwithchristy.com. And so you can listen to it there. But your wife was nice enough to tell me my links were.
Oh, yeah. Last night.
Yeah, Morgan
she
did.
Was
yeah.
telling you that
yeah.
it didn't work.
Yeah, Morgan's my girl. So she looks out for me.
So so now do you have other guests lined up for your podcast?
Well, actually, I've already recorded three other ones.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you release them weekly then?
Is yeah, that it's every Thursday. And then if you subscribe, like on the podcast
it'll tell
app,
you.
It texts you. Like I follow Dana Lash and Ben Shapiro and Hannity and everybody. So on their podcast, it'll send you a text message when the new one comes. You know, so you don't have to worry about looking at your app. It automatically sends you an update.
So is their podcast a recording of their show
actually,
that they
do? Yeah, Dana's is her show, Hannity. And then I think Laura Ingraham is actually her radio show.
But I don't think she doesn't do a radio show anymore, does she?
Well, I don't know if she has a podcast.
No, I thought, well, because she has her TV show on. I don't know. I have
Well,
no,
I think she's still on the radio.
I don't know.
But Ben Shapiro, you know, actually, our daughter Abby she has been following Ben Shapiro for a long time. And I think maybe he started out with the podcast, but
correct.
A lot of people.
I believe so.
Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of people have. I'll just tell you one other. I think this one is for this week. I don't know if it's this week or next week. But I interview a guy that was a cop. And, you know, I'm a big supporter of law enforcement. Mm. He was a cop in Las Vegas in the 70s and 80s. And he was involved, you know, if you've seen Casino, the movie, he was involved in that whole thing.
Oh.
Like bringing down, he worked with the FBI and bringing down a lot of the mob in Las Vegas. It was super interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so, and I just went to Las Vegas a few weeks ago. So that, it was
pretty timely. See Lady Gaga not once, but twice.
Yes.
I'd see Lady Gaga. I've talked about that. I really like her a lot.
I know. She was really good.
So you
could
interview her. That wasn't going to be my initial recommendation because that
might
be difficult.
Yeah, well, you know, I have a lot of like famous people. Kanye West I would like to interview right now because he's like, you know, in the media.
Right.
He's doing all. And I heard, actually, we were watching Fox and he might run for president in 2024.
Oh, really?
There's like a big rumor he's going to run.
Oh.
Talking about pop culture and politics
right
there.
I wonder
right
what
there.
Party he'd run as.
He's a Republican. He
well,
would run
I,
as Republican.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, I know he is out there definitely trying to educate people about the Democrat Party and their history of racism. But I didn't know if he would run as
an
independent.
I would think he would. I mean,
I could see him starting like the Kanye Party, his own party. Well, so well, I was reading. Yeah. No, and I think it was Morgan I said this to.
Your wife.
My wife. I was reading, and it was, I don't know if it was, I think it was just a quote, and Kanye West, he made the comment about how he was like, he thinks that it's unquestionable at this point, he's the greatest artist ever in existence or something. And I said, you know, he really is sort of, I said, I see why he likes Trump, because he says things kind of like Trump does about this will be the greatest thing ever, and it's really, it is funny. So, yeah.
Well, no, but now he thinks that everything he's doing, like God's telling him to do it. Like his whole purpose is God is helping him. Mm-hmm.
Direct him.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, the only reason I say that he would run as a Republican, I mean, how many Democrats go around and talk about God when they run for office? Like
just
anybody?
Yeah, just during the general election.
Well, that's true.
They do.
But I mean, really, they don't.
No, they don't.
No. Well, they'll go and sit in church.
Right.
Right. They'll go to D.C. and like the cathedral and they'll go sit wherever.
It's more of a name mention where he really talks about God.
You know what I mean?
The difference? Instead of just throwing out a scripture here or there or talking or using God to justify their policies of redistribution or whatever, he's actually talking about like God, not just referencing him. To make a point.
Well, in his new album, I think I mentioned, isn't it called Album? Do we already have this conversation?
Yeah, it's still
I feel like
album.
It's Groundhog Day, but. And so on iTunes, I think it's number one, and then all of his songs are, I think, in the top 100. And so it's called Jesus is King. Have you listened to it? It's really good. It's really good. Eric, don't you like it? The Jesus is King album?
Yeah, he even
likes that, yeah. I was seeing if he was listening to me. He hears me talk all the time, so he's like, yeah, okay.
So he can tune you out.
He said, hanging on every word. Yeah, right. Oh, my God.
Okay, so it's awfully early to lie, so lately. All right.
Okay, so do you have some other ideas?
Well,
I've been interviewing you.
Okay. We're going to have to wait until the next segment.
We've been talking this long?
Yes.
Or I've been talking this long?
No, that's great. It's all been very engaging.
Yeah, I know.
So in the next segment, I'll give up some recommendations. I think would be great people to interview.
And I do want to talk about Mexico.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that as well.
I mean, Mexico obviously has been in the news a lot.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
Yeah, it has with murders and things.
That's right. I have some funny things about Cancun, too.
More with Christy Fulnecki this morning as we continue our live broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center from Costa Mujeres, Mexico, our 2019 Great Escape. I'm Nick Reed.
from the beautiful Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. This is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast.
104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed with our 2019 Great Escape Broadcast, sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. The first of three broadcasts this week. From Costa Mujeres, Mexico, Christy Fulnecki with us. I am Nick Reed. And I want to thank Brandon, because this morning we thought, uh-oh, we're in trouble. The laptop that we use as part of our broadcast, it's instrumental. Every time we would turn it on, it would just shut down. And we had it plugged in, so we knew it can't be a low battery. And so Brandon, whom I just met Friday night, I believe I met him for the first time, and he's like, do you want me to look at it? I was like, well, do you know about this stuff? And he's like, oh, I'm an IT guy. I was like, sweet. And so after about 2 minutes, he handed me this, and he goes, this is the battery. It's dead. And I jokingly, I said, well, do you have an extra one? And thinking, what are we going to do? And he said, no. He said, but as long as you take it out and you have the computer plugged in, it'll bypass that, so you'll be good. And so thank you very much.
Shout out to Brandon.
Yes, shout out to Brandon for not just showing us how to get on the air, but also for just bringing me this Dos Equis
and my Bloody Mary. Yeah.
He is the man of the hour.
Yeah,
most definitely.
Thank you, Brandon.
So your podcast, Real Talk with Christy.
Thank you for remembering the name.
You're welcome.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so some recommendations. Now, you said you're going to interview me.
Are you really going to? Oh, yeah, yeah.
See, I don't think that I would be that interesting to interview, but maybe.
No, I know. I know, but we could just talk about nothing. I know.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
We can just talk about what we talk about here. And let's see if anybody listens to it.
Now, I had an author of the week on named John Stroop.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know
I love
him?
John. Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, you should have. Don't you think he'd be a great interview?
Oh, I'm going to interview him, too. Yeah. He's going to be good. Well, I don't hug strangers. Well, yeah, I actually do.
Yeah, you act like you know everybody.
So I know,
when he came in studio after you on, I guess that was last Thursday?
Was that today?
The Thursday before?
Today's
Monday.
It's like a couple days ago.
Yeah. So anyhow, he came in and yeah, you guys exchanged pleasantries and you hugged him.
That's in case I get thirsty.
But now you got two Bloody Marys. One's for fun. One's for, I don't know.
One's for lunch.
Yeah, one's for lunch.
There okay.
Anyhow, so I think he'd be a great interview. Nick Ibarra.
Nick would be good.
I think he'd be a great one. His journey.
I actually thought about that.
He wrote a book as well. Of course, Nick Ibarra was on the city council. He was one of the few conservatives that was on there at the time. This was before you. And then he had some really rough times personally and his struggles. I think he probably did.
Yeah.
I know he served in battle. I mean, I know. So I'm sure PTSD.
That's actually a really good idea.
But his, he pulled himself out of what many people would see as rock bottom, and having that happen in the public eye. A lot of people have struggles privately, but to have things so public,
that's really a good point. It's
a news story, it's in the news, those things. So I think he would be a great interview. I think if you found somebody who used to be homeless in Springfield but no longer is, I don't know why I don't interview these. I think
the news leader is doing something like that, or somebody is doing. They're doing stories on talking
but to find out
people.
what that life is like. And I don't mean emotionally, it's a struggle, but where do you stay? Are there others there?
Are you? And how you ended up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would be
interesting. No, I totally agree with that. And actually, I mean, I'm not making light of this because this is a huge issue in Mexico. Like when we got off, when we were going through customs, there's a whole thing on sex trafficking. And so I was going to interview I can't think of her name. I'm sorry if she's listening, but she's done a whole lot with sex trafficking in Southwest Missouri, and I can't think of her name. But I was going to interview one of the sex traffickers if I can conceal their identity just to figure out, what happened and how they did it. You know, I think it's interesting when you interview people, but also you kind of get a glimpse on, how do you change it, or is there some way that you can stop it or have an impact on what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And the thing, that's a good idea about Nick because, PTSD is such a, with the people that have been in the military, and also, I talk about cops all the time on your show, but they live with PTSD every day of their life and their family. I mean, that's your job, and then you have to go out and, be subjected to that. And I mean, it's just crazy to me that that's how they live. And then, you know, you go and serve your country. And I just have been always fascinated. Like, you go and you do something and for whatever your calling is. You know, obviously it's not the money, but it's for God, country. Mm-hmm. And they go and sacrifice themselves and then come back and then just have this crappy life, you know. Right. And so that would be a great thing, yeah. I think, to interview about that. Because, and the suicide rate for people that build the military and for law enforcement is really, really high right now, too.
And so finally, yeah. I think former Mayor Bob Stevens. Don't you think that'd be great? Be like, yeah, he's not in office.
Want to interview him. And I could be like, what was your problem right. with me?
Your lead question could be like, who do you think you are? I think that'd just be a great opening question.
Oh, my gosh. I could just say, you know, what is it that I said? What is it that I did? Even though I raised more money than you did, I mean, are you mad about that?
Excuse me, more with Christy Fulnecki here as we continue our Monday broadcast. Sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center, our 2019 Great Escape from the beautiful...
I might have to take over now.
The beautiful beaches of Costa Mujeres, Mexico. I'm Nick Reed. More coming up next.
Welcome back. This is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
Springfield News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed as we continue our broadcast. It's our 2019 Great Escape. The broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. Christy Fulnecki
is
with us.
Yes, we switched tables. I'm trying to... Is my voice okay?
Yes, as okay as it's going to get.
I know, that's right.
Level.
Okay, level. I know. Can you talk about what we were talking about? Or can you say?
We were talking Mexico.
About... No, I was just saying Selena. Yeah.
Oh.
Was actually Selena...
I think you said that a long time ago.
But. No, I know, but Selena was from Texas. I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. She was not from... But the lady... did I tell the story already? So we were listening... I was talking to the band because I said, you know, who's popular in Mexico? And he said... Carlos Santana.
Oh.
Okay. So, but they didn't play any. The only thing they played was La Bamba because I asked him to play La Bamba. And that went over well. But I said, you know, like, what about salsa music? Mariachi is the most popular music in Mexico. So, okay. But they didn't play that. They're playing like ZZ Top and stuff.
Several years ago, I think I was still in high school or maybe just out of high school, the Vienna Boys Choir performed at Silver Dollar City.
What does that have to do with Mexico?
You'll find out.
Okay.
Just wait a minute.
Okay.
So they were performing, and they did all of these beautiful, I mean, just, you know, it's a Vienna Boys Choir. And it was down in that that amphitheater, you know, down sort of in the valley there. And everyone, you know, now, of course, we really liked it. But then at the very end, they did Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And everyone went nuts, like, and I was a little embarrassed.
Were they singing it?
Yes,
like...
they sang it in English. Yeah, they sing. They learned it, and they sing. And I thought, oh, this is the song everyone acts all. It was a little embarrassing.
That's really funny.
And they were like, oh, typical Americans. I'm sure that's what they thought.
I know, that's right.
But that's all right.
I don't apologize.
You're in our country.
Well, you know, I did. I mean, I was going to talk more about the music, but
okay.
I did when I was walking through the airport. Well, you guys were with us. And
yeah,
I got
and
totally
got
profiled.
Aside. Yeah, you did.
I got profiled.
But what did you think you got profiled as?
I don't know. My husband said he thought the guy was trying to pick me up. But
yeah, because you're like, so we're walking and these
security, yeah,
they point to you and then point, go over there so they could search you. And then Eric said, yeah, Chrissy said she got profiled. I'm like, what, as one of them? I don't understand.
I mean, maybe they thought I was like with a drug cartel and they wanted to find out if I had cocaine. Except the guy... it was really weird. He was going through my wallet and I thought I don't have drugs. I actually said that. I said, I don't have drugs in my wallet and they didn't
Where
have
do
it.
You have them. Is that what he said? Like, I don't have
I
them
mean,
in my wallet.
You think if I had drugs and put in my wallet, it would be a cavity.
Right.
Which I'm sure.
Is that what you were like? Hey, if I did, just so you know. It's too early for this talk.
Don't you watch movies?
I tell you what, Locked Up Abroad, that show is an... Everybody should watch that show before they think about taking anything illegal into a foreign country. It's stories, a lot of times they're Americans or Europeans that go to some other country like Thailand or Mexico and some of them innocently get locked up, but some of them, you know, they decide to try to, to smuggle in drugs, and then they're the story of them getting locked up in some foreign prison and just the horrors of it.
I mean, you cannot be an amateur and try to smuggle drugs. You cannot, because like you walk through two lines of, I don't know how many, what are they called here? I don't even know. Well, they weren't like the Mexican police, but there were like eight of them. And then, and of course, I want to always go talk to everybody. And my husband's like, don't say anything. Yeah. And so I was like just singing Selena songs in the airport.
What did you think that would endear you to them?
I don't know. Maybe that's why I got stopped. I don't know. But then I thought it was weird. He's going through my wallet that, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was just looking for drugs.
Well, we started to follow because we thought that they were telling all of us to go over there. Well, and then he said, are you like with them? We're like, well, I mean, we're together, but we're not.
And then Morgan said, no, we're not with them.
Well, yeah, she said, we don't even know them. That's what she did. She did. She said, we don't even know those people. She cut and run on you.
I know.
I mean, you think
my
two,
girlfriend, yeah, like,
you
think, took off on me.
You think your bosom buddy, she was the first one. Like, let's get out of here. Don't know. They've been acting suspicious. Search them. They asked me to carry something for him. I said, no.
Well,
you know?
I mean, I'm telling you, out of all those people, he walked right up to me. And I thought, I don't know what's going on. And then he was speaking Spanish, of course. I mean, that they came into me. Well, the problem is that, you know, I didn't do well in Spanish in college. And but I still remember some of it and I get most of it wrong. And so that it's probably worse when you try to like carry the conversation on and then they're saying that's not right. You're from the Ozarks.
Yeah. You just keep asking, where is the museum, over and over again? Or...
Where's the museum? I said Coco Loco, and then Stephanie was like,
what does that
that's
mean?
That's like crazy chocolate.
Well, that's what I would think. That I think that's their version of Coco Puffs down here.
Okay, Mexico has been in the news. I got to talk about this.
All right, well, here, we'll take a break, and then we'll talk about it.
We got to take another break.
Yes, we do. This is what happens.
I know.
It's not a podcast. Like you have, where you can just go on and on and on. We have partners that help keep us on the air. One of which,
all of those,
of course, is Ming Auto Beauty Center, sponsoring our live broadcast today, tomorrow, and Wednesday here for our 2019 Great Escape, the beautiful beaches of Costa Mujeres, Mexico. And I know it's not quite pleasant back at home. But just think about this for next year and think now. Start planning now to join us for the 2020 Great
Escape.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah.
More ahead. I'm Nick Reed.
Welcome back. This is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed. Our Monday live broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center from Costa Mujeres, Mexico. It's our 2019 Great Escape. Christy Fulnecki with us.
Yes.
And Mexico in the news.
Mexico in the news. But did I even say this? That the first time I came here to Cancun was on my honeymoon.
No.
Yeah. 21 years ago.
Oh.
I was here. And
did you stay at an all-inclusive?
Yeah. Moon Palace. I think it's like down that way. Because this is north of Cancun.
Is
where
it?
We are right now.
South.
No. We're actually north
of
Cancun.
Oh, are we? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you got to, the only reason I know that is because I looked on Google Maps.
Got
because
it.
Stephanie Soares told me to do that. Yeah. She hates when I say her name. But so anyway, we're north of Cancun and the Island of the Women that they were talking about.
Yeah.
That's to our east. And then Cancun. And then we went to, the Mayans in the 15th century. Okay, so you know this, right?
Right.
The Mayans are the ones that developed this whole thing. And the ruins...
The resorts?
Not the resorts. Cancun is only, like, from 1970. Okay. So, but over there, like, west, you get on this, like, chicken bus or whatever it was, I remember. Like, it had, like, the chicken cages on it. And we went through the countryside to Chichen Itza and, like, the Mayan ruins. It is the craziest thing you've ever seen going back there. And... to think how they built what is it? I don't know if it's a pyramid. No, I don't even know what you call it. To think that they built that long ago, that's really, I'm not going to cuss, but it's really messed up that you can walk what is that? Not 90 degrees, but it felt like 90 degrees.
Oh, at an angle like that? 45 degree angle, probably.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it was probably more than that. Okay. I don't know. Is that possible?
I don't know.
But the Mayan ruins are very, I mean, it's amazing to think that they've been there that long. And this is the most interesting thing. Okay, so, you know, they tell you, well, now they say stay on the resort, but we went to downtown Cancun to a bullfight.
This was 21 years ago on your...
Do they still do that? I was going to Google it, but it was really cool. I mean, they had the... Is it Matador? Mm-hmm. Is that what? Okay. I mean,
believe so.
Well, actually, Ferdinand, the book and the movie, because I have a lot of kids, obviously, and that is a movie that just came out. But the bullfighting thing... Hey, Eric, isn't the Matador? Is that the Matador? The bullfight? Yeah, so we went... it was in downtown Cancun, and they did actually kill the bull. Mm-hmm. But it was really interesting, and I didn't even have a chance to figure out if they still do that. But
yeah, I imagine that if they do,
PETA
it's not...
probably like stopped that, don't you think?
It was outlawed in Spain.
Oh, so it's probably outlawed in Mexico.
So what do they do with it? When, I mean, do they do anything with it?
I don't know. They probably like cook it, don't you think?
I don't know.
I'm sure they don't waste it. Like, I mean... Me, American Indians, we used to use all the buffalo, so I'm sure. And, you know, I was going to say that, you know, all of these people look like my relatives here.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that 23andMe, like, DNA testing. And so I'm an enrolled member of the Comanche Indian tribe because there's, like, 476 tribes in the United States or something like that. And but somehow they were saying that part of us are Mexican that are that have been, you know, Indians. And so, but I'm telling you, I felt like I got the plane and it was like a family reunion coming to Mexico.
Yeah. So you, so do you get discounts then?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I get drinks pretty easily. Okay. So what I was going to say earlier is that, okay, the whole thing about this hugs, have you heard this hugs, not.
Instead of war or something.
No, hold on. What? Hugs instead of bullets. Do we have to take a break or not?
No, we got a couple minutes.
Okay, hold on. Hugs, not bullets. This is the new Mexican security strategy after the Mormon massacre of the Americans that were in Mexico. So how do you think that's going to work? Then we're going to hug people instead of not shooting them. And if you're in the a member of the Mexican cartel... Which I'm not sure,
I'm sure
if
that's
I'm very.
What they need.
Do we feel safe talking about the Mexican cartel in Mexico?
Well, I doubt they're listening. I don't think their signal doesn't reach down here.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay. No. Well, then I think we're fine. But do you think that's going to work, like hugs and not bullets?
I don't know. I'm leaning towards no, but but I could be wrong on that one. Here's what I want to know. I want to know if any of those guns that were used were part of Obama's Fast and Furious.
Ooh, that would be a good.
Because
somebody
that's
needs
what
to look into
we,
that.
I mean, we know, a lot of those guns that Obama ran into Mexico with Eric Holder, they went to the drug cartels.
Well, that's
so
good.
I wonder if some of those were.
So
the
let
Obama,
me ask you this question.
Call them Obama guns.
We have never closed the border. Okay, so I was reading this article about how. And I don't remember this, but in 85, so I was born in 73, so I wasn't that old. There's an undercover DEA agent that was abducted in Guadalajara, whatever, and tortured to death. The Reagan administration came close to shutting down the border. And there were a lot of pressure from the Mexican authorities. I mean, we have never shut down the border, right. And all of this continues to happen. And then we have, which I didn't hear a lot in the mainstream media, maybe because they were Mormon, of the people that died.
I mean, there's been some coverage, but it certainly doesn't seem as if it is equal to, you know, what might be warranted. But we do have to take a break. We'll continue on. More with Christy.
Oh, okay.
I know, more with Christy Fulnecki.
Okay.
As we continue our 2019 Great Escape broadcast, I'm Nick Reed.